This is Fresh Air. The new film Birdman closed the recent New York Film Festival and has been mentioned as a likely awards contender. It's directed by Alejandro Iñárritu, best known for the films Babel and 21 Grams, and stars Michael Keaton as an actor much like Michael Keaton. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
You'll probably be wowed by Birdman, by how the camera hurtles after characters in what's made to look like a single, fluid, movie-long take, transcending space and often time, even soaring off into fantasy, while viscerally evoking the desperation of a washed-up film actor to bring off his Broadway debut. You should be wowed. I was too, and I didn't even like the movie. I had to marvel at director Alejandro González Iñárritu's choreography, at the gopher-broke performances. The film is an empty masterwork. Michael Keaton plays the actor, Regan Thompson, and who doesn't want to see him, Keaton, I mean, back on top? He gave us Beetlejuice, the bio-exorcist, one of the modern screen's most rollicking comic creations, and he proved his straight-acting chops in movies like Clean and Sober and, yes, Batman. Regan, like Keaton, made his fortune in the role of a superhero, Birdman, but after a long, fallow period, he's frantic to prove himself in a self-penned, self-directed adaptation of Raymond Carver's story collection, What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. That camera trails him from his dressing room, often chased by Zach Galifianakis as his harried producer, past Naomi Watts as an insecure actress, and Edward Norton as her hot dog actor boyfriend, with periodic harangues by a fiercely overacting Emma Stone as Regan's fresh-from-rehab daughter. Between clashes, Regan is taunted by the voice of his old character, Birdman, who reminds him of his sorry state. How the superheroic have fallen. On the street, Regan fights with Norton's Mike, who just made a ruckus in rehearsal. They pass a drummer, who turns up periodically in the film, to make your heart beat even faster.
Let's go. Walk.
Where are we going?
Get you some coffee. Did I do something to disrespect you?
Not yet.
Look, I have a lot riding on this play.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. People know who I am.
They don't know you, your work, man. They know the guy from the bird suit who goes and tells coy, slightly vomitous stories on Letterman.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm popular, Mike.
Popular?
You know,
I don't give a popular. Popularity is the slutty little cousin of prestige, my friend.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. So,
it means my reputation is riding on this, and that's worth
a lot.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. If this doesn't work out for you, you off back to your studio,
right,
pals, and dive back into that cultural genocide you guys are perpetrating. You know, the douchebag's born every minute. That was P.T. Barnum's premise when he invented the circus, and nothing much has changed. And you guys know that if you crank out any toxic piece of crap, people will line up and pay to see it. But long after you're gone, I'm going to be on that stage, earning my living, bearing my soul, wrestling with complex human emotions,
right?
Because that's what we do.
Oh, so that is that what tonight was about? You wrestling with complex emotions?
Tonight was just about seeing if it's even alive, seeing if it can bleed. No, this isn't the backlot, Regan. This is New York City. This is how we do things.
Norton is one of Birdman's bright spots. His character exists on a level of jerky entitlement that's positively mythic. But what comes out of the other characters' mouths is not so fresh. We learn that Regan wasn't there for his daughter growing up, that he was lousy to his wife, played by Amy Ryan, and that he has an actress girlfriend, played by Andrea Riseborough, to whom he can't make the ultimate commitment. Mostly, Regan marinates in self-pity. For all his energy, he's tiresome. The movie grinds you down, and when Regan takes off into the air like a bird, it means nothing. The magic realism is only there to psych you out. And director Iñárritu never bothers to tell us if this stage adaptation of Raymond Carver deserves to succeed, if it's good. The snippets we see are stilted, though the audience looks enraptured. I don't think he has much respect for the medium of theater. I admit that Birdman, which carries the subtitle or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance didn't endear me with its nasty jabs at critics. The low point is a scene with a smug New York Times chief drama critic played by Lindsay Duncan. She pens her reviews, improbably, in a theater district bar and tells Regan that, sight unseen, she'll destroy his show because he's a movie star. As if critics these days aren't delighted, along with everyone else, to see film actors test themselves on stage and fill houses. But I actually do agree with Iñárritu that a lot of critics are intellectual peons. How else to explain the rave reviews he got for the pretend depths of his movies 21 Grams and Babel and Beautiful?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.